Today is Wednesday, August 7th, 2019. Dr. Disrespect says he'd move to Mixer. And Anthem's Cataclysm event is here, finally. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm very happy you're here. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy hump day. It's my favorite day of the week. It's the middle of the week, which means we're only downhill from here. Let's do this. Mixer has been making some splashes the last week or two with Ninja moving over and news coming out that Mixer's talking with other big streamers. And Dr. Disrespect, who's probably, who I think numbers-wise is the largest streamer outside of Ninja, right? Dr. Disrespect says he'd move to Microsoft's Mixer if he got a deal like Ninja. This is from Windows Central. Recently, Mixer announced that it had signed an agreement with the popular game streamer Ninja so that he would stream exclusively on Microsoft's platform. Now it seems like other streamers want similar deals. According to a report by Dexerto, controversial streamer Dr. Disrespect would accept a similar proposition. On a live stream, Dr. Disrespect said, "I don't give an F what platform I stream on. Dude, whatever place makes me more money, I'll effing stream on." The streamer was recently banned on Twitch for streaming from a toilet. I don't know why they add that. That's for the record. I like Dr. Disrespect. I don't think, they followed the terms of service. A lot of people out there that don't like Disrespect think that Dr. Disrespect should have been banned off Twitch. I completely disagree. I don't think that should have been happened at all. Did he break the rules? Yes, of course. Did he suffer the punishment for it? Yes, of course. Other than that, I think he's a highly entertaining, one of the best production value streamers that is out there right now, just for the record. So this, like... Anyways, they just added that line for no reason, just to take a jab. A lot of journalists, especially gaming journalists, don't seem to like Dr. Disrespect, I've noticed. I don't know why. I mean, I guess everybody has different tastes, right? Dr. Disrespect also said that he knows other big-name individuals are in talks with Mixer. In order for Mixer to grow, it needs to bring over individuals who have loyal fan followings. While Dr. Disrespect's recent Twitch ban might not make him a good fit, there are others out there who fit the bill. Hopefully Mixer is in talks with them. How this impacts long-term growth remains to be seen, but Ninja's presence is definitely a massive boost at the moment. So you see that in that article? This is Windows Central. Clearly, who wrote this article at Windows Central? Hold on, I'll tell you in 1 second. Asher Madan. Asher Madan is the author of this article. And who is he to say that Dr. Disrespect wouldn't be a good fit for Mixer? He's got one of the largest audiences, one of the most loyal fan bases. He creates the highest quality streams, entertainment value-wise, bar none, right? What he does with green screen effects, what he does. But this guy, Asher Madan, doesn't like him. So take that into account when reading any news, right? You've got to look at where is this person coming from? What is... And I wish he would just be open with that. Why not have a paragraph at the beginning? For the record, I don't like Dr. Disrespect. Now here's the news, because then I could understand where he's coming from. That is my gripe. That is my grind. So I'm going to say out front, I like Dr. Disrespect. I hope he comes to Mixer. I think it'd be a great get. Boom. Oh, and another glorious news story out there. Apex Legends is introducing solos as a limited time mode. That is huge. News story over at GameSpot. Apex Legends is changing the game for a limited time starting next week. The Battle Royale game has always been multiplayer only, but for a while you can try to make a name for yourself all by yourself. All by yourself, all for yourself. Respawn promoted the Iron Crown Collection event on Twitter, teasing that the solos mode will launch August 13th and end on August 27th. A Reddit post from community manager Jay Frischetti said that the team will be watching the community's reaction and gauging feedback to the new mode. "We'll talk about more about solos when it's live and you've had a chance to play it," Frischetti said. "For now, we're going to put it out there and see what happens and what kind of feedback we get." This would appear to be the fulfillment of a recent promise during an earnings call to deliver one of the most fan-requested features in an August event. At the time, the community suspected it could be a solos mode. This event is coming in between seasons, as Season 3 is set to launch sometime before the end of September. In the same earnings call, EA CEO Andrew Wilson said Season 3 is, quote, "shaping up to be even bigger than season two. That is exciting. It'll be interesting to see how many people play solos mode. And I think this is a smart way for Apex to do it. If you want to introduce a new mode, solos mode, you don't want it to take away from your main game player base, but you do want to see how it works, how competitive the matches are, what you have to do, what you have to tweak. Is it worth keeping it long term? I don't know, but it will be really interesting because that is something that sets Apex Legends apart. Is it's more like Overwatch meets a player unknown, you know, a battle royale, that's the word I was looking for, a battle royale game, then it is a true battle royale game in the respect that you have characters with different abilities that can work as a team. Not as team oriented as Overwatch, but more in that vein than as a solo. So it will be interesting to see how this goes. I think solo sounds like a blast. So we'll see. Coming August. It's very exciting, regardless if you're an Apex fan. Coming, what was the date on that? Coming August 13th through the 27th. Ooh, just next week. Anthem, the game that launched to huge, crazy hype, did not meet that hype, fell into the abyss of no man's land, and is now trying to make a comeback. Will they be able to do so? I hope so. I think it's a fantastic game. I think it's a lot of fun to play. I hope it does make a comeback. However, in a new story out WCCF Tech, it looks like Anthem has updated. There's an update. The Anthem update finally adds the long-awaited Cataclysm event, a guild system, new gear, and more. BioWare just released their biggest Anthem update since launching the game earlier this year. The big news is that the long-delayed Cataclysm event is finally here. But the update also adds a variety of other cool stuff, including a new guild system, inversions that change how you interact with the world, and of course, a bundle of new gear and weapons. This is something that Anthem has needed. A lot of people have complained, Anthem, once you beat it, there's nothing to do. The end game was lacking. So hopefully this big update helps to quell some of those concerns, helps to meet some of those concerns. Let's just review a little bit of what's coming. We won't have to go through everything, but we'll go through some of the main stuff. There are new story missions. There is a, well, here's what it says about new story missions on their website. Track Dr. Harkin and unravel the mystery of the Cataclysm, available to all players who have completed the incursion mission in the main storyline. Then there is Cataclysm. Now, Cataclysm, this is what it says. Battle Vera Brahm and her forces in a dangerous new game mode that evolves over time. Teamwork is heavily encouraged as you battle against the dangerous environment and time itself. Unlock secrets and master the Cataclysm to earn all new rewards and rank up the leaderboard. The Cataclysm is available on the start of expedition screen for all players who have completed the incursion mission. This is Cataclysm is their raid, right? That's their big raid that is coming out to my understanding. So it's going to be super interesting. What's it like? What the mechanics are like? How people view it? Is it super fun? Does it live up to a raid that, say, Destiny 2 has or The Division has? Inversions is something that's coming. Sets of gameplay modifiers that impact how you face the challenges of the Cataclysm. There's now leaderboards. Finishing content in the Cataclysm mode adds to your score. Your score is updated to the leaderboard at the end of your run. There's now seasonal currency. Complete challenges and content to earn minor and major crystals. Spend that currency on the rewards in the seasonal store. And the seasonal store, of course, is a new store that features time-limited rewards for purchase with the seasonal currency. Now, this seems much more fleshed out, right? Just that alone. There's a whole list of patch notes here that we're not going to go over, but that just seems to be the main points of stuff that is coming to Anthem. It seems like they're bringing that content that everybody has craved because the game mechanics in that game are so much fun. It's Iron Man, right? It's team-based Iron Man. It's Destiny meets Iron Man, and it's amazing. Hopefully this content helps to bring Anthem back from the brink of destruction where they've been, honestly, since launch. And that does us, everybody, for the day. Thank you very much for joining me. Have a happy Wednesday. I love hanging out with you guys. I love bringing the news. I love giving you a little bit of my inside opinion each and every day in under 10 minutes. I hope you guys enjoy it too. And I know that not everyone's going to agree with my opinion, particularly, for instance, like I expressed on Dr. Disrespect and how that article was covered. I do think that article was a little bit disingenuous, but you can disagree with me. That's fine. I don't mind. Everybody's got opinions. Everybody's got tastes. That's what makes gaming great. That's what makes gamers great. We all enjoy the same thing in different ways. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your day. I'll be here first thing tomorrow morning. We will see you guys then.